This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you out there? Great to have the show back, and we don't have Steve-O. This is Jono, and I got another big-time Cowboy fan here, Corey. Corey, nice to have you on board, my man.
I couldn't be happier to be here, ready to talk Cowboys football.
I tell you what, there's been some amazing news that just went down this week, and I don't know how to interpret that. I kind of like it as a Tony Romo fan that he's retiring and he won't be wearing another jersey. And on top of that, we get, what, $14 million cap space too?
It is, it's a bit late to have that money, but it is good to have it, period. It's just good to have that money available.
Is it kind of nasty of me just to go right into the money and not pay a little homage to Tony and talk about, you know, 13 years he's given for the Cowboys, and that one day he just wakes up and says, you know what, I don't mind being an announcer, being in a broadcast booth.
I had this debate with my buddy the other day. We're both big Cowboys fans. Mm-hmm. If you spend all your time looking back, then you don't get better. Obviously, it's a shame that he's not going to play anymore, but like you said, you don't have to see him in another uniform.
And right.
I mean, that's almost soothing in some ways if you're a real fan.
Of Romo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but look at the guys that have gone and finished their careers with other teams. Obviously, Peyton Manning's a different story than what most guys see. But some guys look back and see Johnny Unitas in a Chargers uniform, Joe Namath in a Rams uniform.
Right.
And it doesn't sit well.
No, and that's remember when I think it was Tony D? I think it was Tony D that went to Denver. His last year or something like that.
I'm trying to think of who you're
talking about. And then we had Emmitt Smith, who was a Cardinal.
Ugh.
And it was it's almost like and then there was talk that the 49ers may be in the mix of this. And I'm like, holy shit, seeing Tony Romo in a 49er outfit and QB in the 49ers.
Alvin Harper in a Buccaneers uniform.
Yeah, you see, that didn't bother me as much because it didn't go to a team that I hated or had animosity. I would have hated him to go in the Redskins, the 49ers, the Packers.
Yeah,
something in that line to where there was a fine line there. And you know what? And the Cowboys didn't mind selling it to these guys. I didn't mind the whole Denver thing. I didn't mind the whole Houston thing. But once a 49er name popped up on one of the Facebooks, it did something. It didn't make me feel good at all that might go down, and that's not what I was looking for. So retiring, the guy's good. The guy's good, and when he's around the camera and everything, he's not bad.
Oh, he's going to do well as an announcer.
Right.
I mean, he is going to be top-notch as soon as – and it looks like CBS is the suitor.
And why did he go to CBS?
You know, to get away from the conference? I don't know.
No, I got it. He's a scratch golfer, too. Who covers PGA, Masters, and all that?
CBS last time
CBS.
I
CBS. It's all CBS.
Good call.
Yeah. So I really think that he would they asked him, hey, you're going to be doing football, but down the line – he said, okay, can I do golf too? So watch him do golf as well.
Okay, so now that he's gone.
Yeah.
Legacy.
Well, for sure, would you say he belongs in the Ring of Honor at the Dallas Stadium?
I mean, that space is reserved.
Yeah.
For now, see, you're almost asking the Hall of Fame already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is he a Hall of Famer? Ring of Honor, yes.
Okay, so he goes to the Ring of Honor. We agree on that.
Yeah, I would say.
Okay. And I'm going to say, and we talked off the air maybe a couple days ago about this, I feel he belongs in the Hall of Fame. You made some good points that maybe it's just not going to hold up not having a playoff win. But again, I came right back at you. Who really looks at playoff? They all look at Super Bowl. Who's the Super Bowl? I mean, if you've gotten the Super Bowl or you won the Super Bowl, that's what they look at. I don't know if they go dissecting it all the way down to the playoff. I don't know, though.
I think what will hold him back is the lack of successful seasons. And keep in mind, those were some tough years that he was there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he wasn't surrounded by the greats that, I mean, you know, and you can go up and down the list.
No.
He didn't have the greatest surrounding cast in all those years.
No. But one would argue this, too. Can he have preserved a lot more in him if he would have just stayed in the pocket and not run loose like a Brett Favre or something like that? One of these types of QBs that don't rely too much. I mean,
on their legs.
His offensive line might have said to him a couple times, if you would just stay in his pocket just a second more besides getting out of here and trying to turn something into something that's not out there. I don't know.
It makes sense. Yeah, and injuries, I mean, it really took away his last 2 years and right. more than that. And right. if you go back, I mean, he was playing hurt.
And he would turn around and say to us that, well, that's what made me good.
Yeah, I can't
it's
disagree.
It's a catch-22 there.
Oh, very much.
Yeah.
But Hall of Fame, I would put him in the Hall of Very, Very Good. But I don't know if he's...
if he's got the numbers.
Because it's not up to us. Of course it's up to people that I don't think it should be up to, but... You know, that's it.
But again, though, he was liked by the media. I mean, he never went off on the news reporters or anything like that. And that plays a role, too. Like, you look at guys like Harrison of Pittsburgh that hated talking to the news people, or like Peterson. And I mean, this stuff comes back to reflect you in the years after, where you're trying to get somewhere as well.
Very much so. He's in the city, the organization that people automatically turn to, so eyes were constantly on him. Right. But another thing to think about is think about a guy like Eli Manning. He's right. got two Super Bowl rings.
No, I think
but
he
do
gets
you
in.
See you see him great?
I think they're going to look at that. I think from what you said earlier in the war room when we were talking, I think that plays a role. I think that becomes TGI Friday type of patch on their chest that says, you know what, I'm a two Super Bowl winner.
I don't see him as good. Or as, I mean, I use the word great, and it's tough to juggle where you're at. I mean, obviously, as a fan of Cowboys, he was great to us all the time, most of the time, however you want to put it. It's just that, God, you see how good he was compared to others, and you say, man, those guys.
Well, let me ask you this. If Bradshaw doesn't win a Super Bowl, is he a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No.
No.
Joe Namath's not a Hall of Fame quarterback.
You got it. Yeah,
Bart right. Starr is not a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are guys that you just go, why?
Right. Right. That's something to really think about. And as years go by, we'll see. And when he becomes more media friendly, if he starts doing the golf thing, he's beloved by CBS and all, you can see something like that happening. You can.
You hope.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want the numbers to speak for themselves, and that's – I mean, the guy was from, like, 2007 all the way to 17. He was the comeback. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that he did that stand out. So, hey, you know what, Brian? Let's get Colleen's perspective on this. Let's give her a shout, and let's see what the professor thinks about all this as well. Colleen, how are you out there?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We are doing great here. I got Corey next to me, another big-time Cowboy fan. And we were talking slightly. I mean, we just got in the show, and we were talking about Tony Romo retiring. And I know you had this, you know, theory that this was going to happen anyway.
I did. And everybody said, no, he wants to play. I said, no, he is going to retire.
Isn't it great that he retires and doesn't play for another team, though?
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, if he wanted to go play for another team, I honestly wouldn't have a problem with it. As long as he went and played for somebody in the AFC.
And that's what we talked about, too. I mean, there were rumors out there that he may become a 49er. And that was like, to me, that's a no-go. I couldn't wish him any good luck in the future if he became a 49er. And I know that's not up to him. That was all the Cowboys trading and all that. But, again, it was something that I wasn't too thrilled to see.
Right. And there was the theory that they would take him and then trade him off to somebody else because then he would have no control. And there are, you know, I am just glad that all of these rumors are finally being put to bed.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? What do you think about the $14 million that's going to be sitting there for the cap now?
I think that it's going to be used to for Zach Martin's contract, which we need to shore up before next season.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
We could see some of it used possibly for Anthony Hitchens, who's going to become a free agent next season. We could possibly work a contract for him before that happens. And we could also see them use a little bit of it for DeMarcus Lawrence.
You see, none of this sounds really sexy to me, though, Colleen. I mean, what we're seeing here is everyone talking about Richard Sherman of Seattle.
Ooh, a quick no.
No.
She says no to that.
He's going to the Patriots.
He's going to the Patriots.
Yes.
We don't need them getting any better.
Well, again, it's AFC, though. No,
yeah, but you got to play somebody in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. So what makes you say that no so fast?
Because he's going to the Patriots.
Yeah, is that a done deal?
Just about.
Really? Really? I thought the big talk this morning I seen, maybe from last night, that Cowboys may make a move on this. I don't know.
No. Cowboys aren't going to put any big money out there for any player over 29.
Well, he's 29, so he's right at the
border. Well, that includes 29. I should yeah. make that clear.
Yeah.
They're not going to put. They're not going to do it. They're going to let him walk. So no, and I don't care who they are or how great they are.
But you know what, guys? I know Corey wasn't too thrilled about this either, but I was thinking, you know, when we've had the past Super Bowls, we've always had that one free agent from another team. Actually, we had Deion Sanders one time, and then we had Charles Haley another time. These were two key free agents that we picked up and that had a lot to do with our Super Bowl wins, for sure.
Well, you know, we picked up David Irving.
Right. Yeah.
And
again, David Irving, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to make a difference.
Yeah, I liked him in the season.
He was coming into his own last season. And, you know, and I think you're really going to see him a lot this season, really see him break out.
So basically, though, you're saying keep this money in-house.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Well, and she makes a good point. At this point, so far, Brandon Carr, Morris Claiborne, Barry Church, J.J. Wilcox, Jack Crawford, mm-hmm. Terrell McClain, Ron Leary. Mm-hmm. You know, yep. You do at some point have to use money to sign players that you already have.
Right, right.
And they've got a good core that's locked up to a certain point. But you've got to keep some of that core.
And is that what you're saying too, Colleen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
they can't afford to let Zach Martin go.
No, especially Agreed. When you just lost Leary. I thought Leary was one of the best guards in the NFL, mm-hmm. and now we got Lyle Collins that I don't know if he's going to be healthy there the entire time. Now, if Tony Romo had given this money up earlier, I think if he retired earlier, possibly now you're looking at we could have kept the Leary as well.
I don't think they would have.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. I really. Leary wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm. Money.
Money.
He wanted to make money.
Yeah. That's right. He wanted to go. And, you know, when a player wants to go, they're going to go.
No, you're right about that. A lot of players, though, I'm going to say close to 70-80%, they love coming to Dallas.
Oh, absolutely.
For anyone wanting to leave, that's beyond me. So I guess he thought he could find but you know what? How can one offensive lineman do anything? I mean, it's got to be like a pack. It's got to be like a group of offensive linemen. And then when they're a group, one individual player really stands out too. You could individually say this player does good. If you have one good offensive lineman and the rest are mediocre, that one good player even gets lost with them.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
So anyway, I don't know if that was the right decision on his behalf if he wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these guys also have to get paid. They are professionals. They have a window to make that money.
Yeah.
And he went to Denver.
And it's a short window.
It's a small window.
Yeah, I see what you guys are saying.
And,
you got to get paid.
Well, absolutely. I don't fault him. I mean,
no.
I would I would think they would have forked over enough to keep him happy, but
I think that's what we had with Church too. I mean, he wanted that money that Carnal safety got, or the Kansas City player. What's his name?
Eric Berry?
Yeah, he got like, what, 11, 12 mil?
Somewhere in there.
And he wanted something similar to that.
Oh, yeah.
And we said, you know what? I don't think we got that for you, pal. Yeah.
Also, and we, while we were going back to Romo, maybe Colleen could break the tie for us, because I think we're on differing sides. Do you, Colleen, do you see Tony Romo as a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I said that too. So.
Based on his achievements alone, on his stats alone, because his stats, he has the 29th overall all-time passing yards. Not talking franchise. We're talking overall NFL. He has 21st all-time passing touchdowns. He's fourth with a 97.1 passing rating. That puts him behind Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Right.
And he did all of this as an undrafted player.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's put that undrafted aside now. Now he's in the NFL, but still, does he with those numbers that you said? Does the whole Super Bowl thing overshadow him that he never? Well, as Corey said though, let's not even talk Super Bowl. Let's talk playoff. He didn't have that playoff caliber, even though when how many wins did he have as a
two?
Couple wins?
Two or three.
Two or three. Okay. Does that overshadow him is what we're saying, too?
No, I don't think it will. I think, you know, there are certain things that are always going to stay with Tony Romo as they did his whole career, which is kind of sad. But I don't think that that's going to prevent him from getting in. Now, he may not go in first ballot.
Good point.
But he'll go in.
Well, that brings up a good point here, what you guys were just talking about. Let's say Dan Bailey kicks 50 yarders for the next, I don't know, for the next five more years, consistent.
Right.
And then he just retires. But let's just say he never wins a playoff game or a Super Bowl.
Right.
But he's the elite kicker in that position for the history that he's played.
Right.
I mean, how can you not put this guy in the Hall of Fame?
Real easy.
As a kicker now.
The benchmark? Adam Vinatieri. Because he is the only kicker going in from this generation.
You think?
Oh, they just won't put anybody else in.
You know, there's something else to think about, too, that may get Romo onto the ballot sooner. Get Romo onto the ballot onto the ballot sooner and possibly
right.
in the ballot.
Right, yeah.
He doesn't qualify to be on the ballot for 5 years.
Correct.
And who would be his competition getting there?
Well, that's an interesting call there, too.
It would be Tom Brady. It would be Aaron Rodgers. It would be Drew Brees. Okay, those
Peyton
guys
Manning.
Are still Peyton Manning.
Pretty tall cotton.
But, well, Peyton Manning's going to go in before.
Absolutely.
And he already retired a year ago, so he's going to go before Romo goes.
Right.
He's after Romo, but Eli Manning. Okay. Yeah.
We talked about him before you came on, Colleen.
Of course, I laugh at that too because I don't think, but it's
yeah.
He's
got the
you know,
Super Bowl
he could go
range,
there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got four QBs right there.
And they're all playing.
And they're all still playing. So when it comes Romo's turn.
Yeah, she makes a good point there. I mean, even do you look at guys like Phillips of San Diego, right?
Oh, Philip Rivers, yeah.
Yeah, Philip Rivers. I mean, he's never gotten there. And,
true.
And you look at Flacco. Flacco will... He's got a Super Bowl, and
only way he's getting into the Hall of Fame is if he buys a ticket. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they will look at stuff like
that. Yeah, Super Bowl doesn't always mean everything.
No, it doesn't. But if you've got a lot of years into it,
and stats mean a lot, and a lot of years with the same team means a lot.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be interesting to see
that. As opposed to bouncing around from team to team.
Very true.
Very true. Yeah.
And his only losing season, honestly, was in 2010.
Yeah, and he only played six games that year. You got to keep that in mind. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well.
So you look at him as always having a winning season, and you look at his stats.
Right, right.
And his you can't fault him going into the Hall of Fame because who he dated.
Absolutely right.
But when you look at his off-the-field behavior and his leadership behavior and all the stuff that he...
Definitely a team player.
Continue, and the stuff he's going to continue doing as he goes off-field.
Yeah.
It's going to get him there.
Why do you think he chose CBS? I just threw this out there, Corey said that's a great call.
I can tell you why.
Oh, you got it. All right, let's hear it.
I do. Okay, Fox offered him good money, but they only offered him the opportunity to replace John Lynch.
Okay.
And John Lynch is on their number two broadcast team.
Yeah, that's not even a good team. Yeah, I don't like that team either.
And so he would obviously have the opportunity to move up. But he wouldn't move up until Troy Aikman goes.
Right.
Well, and that's not happening anytime soon.
No.
And NBC offered him an in-studio job, and he doesn't want to be in studio. He wants to be where the action is.
Right.
Play. He wants to be where the action is.
Well, you see, I went
CBS,
one step further on this.
CBS gave him the number one lead analyst, lead announcer spot, right to the top.
Well, I also think that he's going to be doing golf down the line as well. I think
they told him that he will do Thursday games, Sunday afternoon games, the Thanksgiving game. He will also do golf coverage, and he will do color. He will be a color announcer on the Super Bowl in 2019.
You know, that's beautiful. I would retire now too. You know, let's stop feeling sorry for the guy a little bit.
Yeah,
it's not like he's not going to get paid because this guy's definitely going to get paid now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Plus, by retiring being released after June 1st, he doesn't have to pay back the $5 million to the Cowboys.
Okay. All right. So everything worked out just fine now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they released him, which was a favor to him, which also means that he could, if he wanted to, at any point in time, come back.
Oh, let's not go there.
Yeah.
Let's end this.
Steer clear.
There's a thing called the end of this book.
Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he'll come back. A lot of people, the big discussion on the news the other night was that, here locally, because I'm still down here in Texas, was that, you never know. He could pull
Brett Favre.
A Brett Favre. I was thinking what they said was a Kyle Orton.
Oh, no. We don't need anybody pulling a Kyle Orton on this team.
No.
Because because Kyle Orton retired.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they released him so he didn't have to pay. They released him because he said he was going to retire.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
and
true. Yeah.
So he didn't have to pay back the $4 million signing bonus he had.
Yeah.
Well, we got to save that
and
money.
They released him. He didn't have to pay back that $4 million, and he turned around and went and played.
Where'd he go in play Buffalo.
For? Yeah, Buffalo, that's right.
Attaboy. Anyway, so what else is happening, Colleen? Any news? I know that Witten just signed a four-year extension. I think me and Corey were a little pumped up about that. But why a four-year? Could we have went 3 years or two extended years?
He's not likely going to play 4 years, but what the 4 years did was it allowed them to drop his cap hit down to 12 million instead of the 14 or 16 million it was going to be.
Oh, I got you.
So,
yeah, that's a good call there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the Jones...
And they'll have room to, they'll have room down the line to, you know, he doesn't even have to, he could decide to retire after 2 years if he wanted to, you know, I mean, he can still retire at any point in time.
I think he's still looking for that Super Bowl, though. He's got that Holy Grail in mind, and he's going to try to tough it out. And as long as he gets the balls, I think Dak looked at him a lot, so I don't think anything's going to change here. You got a younger team, and he's rejuvenated too, part of this young team. I think he fits in well with the chemistry here.
Oh, I think he does. Yeah, I definitely think
for
he
sure.
does.
For sure. Corey, what do you think about this draft? What do the Cowboys have to look at in this draft? In the first two, three rounds.
Defense.
Defense, exactly.
Defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. So what particular position? Then I'll run it by Colleen on this too.
I'm looking at cornerbacks and safeties, and I think, you know, they're projecting him as a possible second round, but as far down as we are, I wouldn't mind seeing them going after Desmond King.
Right.
Flexibility, safety, and corner. Former, I want to say he won the Jim Thorpe Award in 15. Hold on. I'll be able to tell you here in 2 seconds. I'm pretty sure that he won the Thorpe Award. I mean, this guy was a unanimous All-Big Ten conference.
Can he get to us, though?
Yes. I think you. If he doesn't drop to the second round.
Really?
Well, I mean, what are we, 27, 28?
Right, something like that, yeah.
But, I mean, he played at Iowa. He played the rough-and-tumble style of the NFC East.
Right.
I mean, it's not like the guy's averse to hitting. So I would like to see them take someone like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be him.
But you're going after a DB, your first round.
I almost think you have to.
All right, Colleen?
you're going to hate me.
Don't say a quarterback.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. They're going to do right. They will take a DE or a safety or a cornerback. But you know what? I mean, they're going to take they're going to take a lot of those players. But I would not be surprised if they gave up their first-round pick.
Oh, yeah? For what?
Not bad.
Well, because, okay, pretty much those that deserve a first-round pick every year are usually gone by the time they get down to the 18th to 20th team.
Uh-huh.
Anybody after that really is a second round, second day, you know, pick.
Right. Well, they're saying that
so,
we got to play.
So they,
yeah.
So they don't have to. And, I mean, they don't have to jump right out there. We have players that they have in every slot right now. Right now they have every slot filled with somebody.
Well, there had to be something there, guys, between Will McClay, our scout guy, that he had to look at this and go, okay, we're going to give up. I guarantee you, Jones sat down with McClay and asked him. He said, we're going to get rid of Church. Or no, McClay said, we can get rid of Church. We can get rid of Wilcox. We can get rid of Claiborne. We can get rid of Carr. For them to be confident about, you know, that we are getting rid of these guys, something's got to be filling these spots in.
And
too.
we And we acquired Nolan Carroll and Byron Bell and Stephen.
Right, right.
How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, I wanted to say it was paella. I think that's paella. I want to say that's a dish, but I think it is. Yeah. I think it's Stephen. It's either Stephen P or Stephen Paella. But
yeah,
they
and DeMonte Moore.
Right, but those are also fill-in guys.
Right.
Not everyone's necessarily a starter that they have on the roster.
Right. Right, exactly.
So, I mean, the draft is there to get better.
Right.
The only there are two players that have popped up on my list.
Any chance one is Jabril Peppers?
No.
All right. It's a shot. I want to see him wearing the star. I can't help it.
I'd like to see Jackson.
I don't know why these two guys keep popping up, but their name keeps popping up on every list that when I look at private meetings, when I look at who they talk to at the Senior Bowl, when I look at who's coming to Dallas on Friday for what they call Dallas Day, when they bring in a whole bunch
of
guys. And these two guys pop up every single time. One is Tack McKinley out of UCLA. And the other one is Taco Charlton out of Michigan.
Huh.
Those two names have popped up on every list I have.
So the Cowboys are really making a move on these guys, huh?
And the newest, well, you know, it's like Zach Martin popped up on all of my lists when we took him. Travis Frederick popped up on all of my lists when we took him.
Ah, okay.
Stars
are aligned.
when players start popping up on every list, then I start to really take notice of if it's just a one-time meeting, you know, it could or couldn't be.
Right.
Their meeting, they have met, and they're meeting with quite a few.
Right.
We'll see.
That's the DB aspect.
You know who else?
It's important.
You know who else is an interesting name that has popped up? Is T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that, Corey? You're not too thrilled
He's
about
slow.
That one.
I mean, he's not. I don't think he's somebody that'll end up wearing the star. Personally, I mean, it could be. I mean, I've got other guys in mind to take in those roles. You know,
not your guy.
He's not mine either.
Yeah,
but his name did pop up. I hear you, Colleen.
You know, they were talking about him on the news, the local news, the other day, a lot. And I was like, why? Because his brother plays for the Texans.
All right. So let me ask you guys this.
Just because his brother is decent doesn't mean he's going to be decent.
Right, right. Let me ask you two this now. Now it's gotten to your turn. You're in the first round still. Do you take the best player available, or do you take what you need?
They take the best player available. If it's a wideout, they're going to take him. If it's a TE, they're going to take him.
See, what if it doesn't meet our needs, though? I know what you're saying. A lot of Cowboy fans say that, too, but I don't know how that projects into what we need.
I'm trying to remember what I thought last year when I did my draft special, because I always think about that, about best player available. And sometimes when you don't have any needs, you do take the best player available.
Right, right. I get that.
But with holes at certain spots, you can take an offensive lineman. You can take a very good offensive lineman that you think you can shape. You can take a very good cornerback/safety. You can take a very good D-end outside linebacker, somebody that can play both, somebody that's versatile. And there is a difference when it comes to a team like this that is on the brink of, you know, it's not like they went 7-9 last year.
Right.
You know, they were the best team in football throughout the regular season for the most part. Record aside, NFC, AFC, I know. Cowboys had the best record. If not, no, we both ended up 14-2, didn't we? Or we ended up 13-3?
Oh, yeah, we lost to Philadelphia, but we didn't even play anyone.
I can't even remember, for God's sake. But, no, but seriously, this team does have needs.
Right. Do you patch the needs up, or do you do what Colleen said and look for the best player that's available still?
Who do you have signed? How long? Long-term? Short-term? Who is the best player available at that position? Because if you pick a linebacker that you think you can get to weigh 250 instead of 235, that can play the middle, things like that. Who has the speed? Who has the height? You know, who can play guard and tackle? It changes with every single player, no matter what.
And they're looking.
Wow, we got a trash can. I just dropped the trash can here.
Battery just ran over somebody, one or the other.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, that was.
They've been looking at a tight end.
Who do you like there?
Oh, I don't. There's a lot that I like, but they aren't always the ones that they're looking at. But they were looking at one.
where at the
Adam tight end? Adam Shaheen.
Yes, I've got a young guy by the name of Bucky Hodges from Virginia Tech that's I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know why you guys are going here, because I would have signed Escobar. I liked Escobar. I don't think Escobar hurt us at all. I mean, we got 14 mil. I don't know why we just don't give the guy a couple mil and have him back up Witten. I just don't see it. I don't know what's – maybe I'm wrong.
He's just – I mean, we've had him for a while, and he's never progressed. He hasn't progressed the way they wanted him to.
Well, in all fairness, you're right behind Witten, and your Witten's getting 90% of the call. It's hard to
– right. But in everything. And he actually, Escobar has gotten quite a bit of
looks, maybe, or
of looks.
Right.
He's gotten quite a bit of play time.
Right.
He actually has gotten more play time than Jeff Swain.
Well, as much as I know what you're saying, as much as I love Witten. And I wish he was 26. He's not. And I would love to see them get more athletic, more Jimmy Graham, Julius Thomas type tight end. And that's why, I mean, Bucky Hodges, 6'6", 257, and ran a 4.5.
Really?
So would love.
And if he was there on the first day?
Oh, I don't even know that he would be there on the first day. I would think he would be more of a second, third round type guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah. I don't think that's something you go after in the first round.
Not tight end.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Going into this, though, We have our needs being on the defensive side, but do you think that we've covered every bases on the linebacker aspect to where?
Oh no!
I mean, I seen this play coming from what's that kid's name? Was it Wilson?
From where?
Our middle linebacker.
Oh!
And God, I really like this play. I think the guy can play. Especially with our linebackers right now, I mean, we may have a nice core there that's going to stand out.
Very possible. Now, I've got my eyes on that as a first-round pick. If it doesn't pan out cornerback-wise, and I like the kid from where we are, and you may like him too, is the Harris kid out of Mizzou.
Really?
Oh, as a D-end outside linebacker. Oh,
good stuff, huh?
Oh,
well, they have. Let's see.
I mean,
look.
And again,
at my, I have a list.
What do I got here?
You know, and some are saying,
I know.
You know, we talk about T.J. Watt. I mean, T.J. Watt could be there, and he could be a Cowboy.
I
just don't see him going that high.
Why I'm saying that is because I was really impressed by Damian Wilson. I mean, he seemed to be a fast run, linebacker.
Yeah.
He filled the holes.
I'm gonna look to see if he was on. His name sounds really familiar to me. So.
Which one?
Damian Wilson.
Yeah, Damian Wilson. I think he was from. I want to say like Nebraska. Every time I seen him play, the kid did everything right for the Cowboys. He filled in. I don't know. I just think that if we give him more look.
Went to Minnesota.
He went to Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only 23 years old. I mean.
And I'll tell you what, he's all about speed.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah, I'm looking for his name on the list.
I mean, he could definitely be somebody that that makes his way into the starting line.
I mean, look, our defense right now, solidified defense. We got Malik Collins. I think he's going to do well. I think Anthony Brown, our DB, he's played excellent. David Irving, defensive end, and. Again, I'm going to throw Damian Wilson out there.
And see, I forget, he started 6 games last year, and for some reason I just can't even – I can see him, but I can't.
Right. And the kid to me, every time he was in there, he filled in properly. So that –
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
That's what we got on that. So, you know what, I'm kind of interested to see what we go after. I mean, we got that Jackson DB. We got Josh Jones. I mean, there's a lot of talent out there, and the ones that you guys mentioned as well. I think it's going to be an interesting draft where even the 27th, 28th pick we're looking at. I don't know. Maybe Conley makes sense too. If these guys aren't picked in the first round, and it's come down to us, do we now trade this away for their second or third round? But again, you're at 27th, 28th. Everything's pretty much over on that aspect too, isn't it?
No. Right.
There are
still going to be players that, you know, are going to, I mean, obviously players still get picked in the first round, and some do fall, you know, they do get bypassed. But then when they get bypassed, like I said, it's often bypassed because they're often picked up because they're available.
Very true. Very true.
You know.
Well, and, you know, like we've been talking, it's just there's no telling. It's a short list that they have, and if there isn't someone available, then, you know, you look at trading, and they may look at it even sooner than that if the short list becomes – a no list.
Mm-hmm.
If your guy is not there, then why waste the pick?
Right.
Exactly.
It's definitely interesting.
If you could pick up 2 second-round picks out of it and get both of your guys because you're going to pick up a higher second round.
Right. Well, it's going to be interesting. It's Dak's team now. Romo's gone. We don't have to hear about this anymore. Let's see what kid's got. I hope he doesn't get the sophomore jinx and most of these quarterbacks have in the past, in recent times, with RG and, you know, I don't even want to talk about all these other guys. But you know what? It is second year, and we'll see how he performs. I hope he performs up to par. And it may be – this is the thing that scares me here, guys, is that he's not playing – like they're gonna yank him?
I
get that. Now he could interpret this two ways: that I'm comfortable and I can. I don't want to say slack off. That's not the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking for. He finds himself in a much more comfort zone, and I want him with the same hunger as he had last year, knowing that there's someone behind him that's ready to fill in any minute. You guys know what I'm talking about there?
I do, but you have to remember. Go ahead, Colleen.
to have that maturity and that idea in his head all the time. Because for him, he has been that guy.
Right, he has, but again,
more
this
than
north,
once.
New scenario.
More than once, he's been that guy.
Right. What's your take on it?
I was trying to remember where I was going with it because I had a point, and then we were talking about him having the drive. I mean, you got to remember, Romo wasn't ready to go until what, week 12, week 13, around that time.
Right.
So it's not like Kellen Moore was breathing down his neck.
Right.
You know.
No, you're right about that.
I mean, he played with confidence. He's still got a running game. It's not like that's going anywhere. I mean, I know we talk about sophomore jinxes all the time when talking about pro sports, but he is at a level. He's had success. He knows when you don't have success. I think we're pretty safe.
No, I agree. Even in the backfield, you got two veterans in there. McFadden back there, to me, is a nice backup to Zeke.
Yes. Wouldn't be surprised to see them go after a running back in the draft.
Why would you do that? Because they're gonna get rid of Morris now too.
They're already looking at some.
Yeah.
Really? Now, what draft number do you go on that?
Depends on who's available. Yeah, later.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, would you say the same though for QB in the fifth, sixth round? I need a QB.
Yeah, they're going to get a QB in the sixth or seventh round.
Okay.
They've talked to a couple of them.
Okay. That's good to know that we haven't given that up.
Do you know Seth Russell from Baylor?
Yeah, likes to toss the ball.
He is coming in on Dallas Day for a workout.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. That's good to know there, too. All right. So, you know what? We seem to be covering every angle here. This is good. This is good. This is what I'm interested here because I really didn't know, you know, maybe we could go get a sexy play at $14 million sitting on the table. But, yeah, you made it sound like, you know what, we still got to take care of our guys on the team. So, you know, you may have a good point. I'm like that kid that
– And they're wanting this team to be young.
Yeah.
Because they have a really young quarterback.
Right. So base it all on our QB. Work it all around him. All right. That makes sense to me. That definitely makes sense. And I guess we'll find out. We'll find out. Anything new coming in the Cowboy camp right now? Any news or anything else?
Just mostly this stuff about the who's coming for Dallas Day workouts.
Right. Okay. All right. Kind of excited about it. I think every player in the draft wants to be a Cowboy.
After Friday, we'll hear probably more about the Dallas, probably Friday night, and on the local news, they'll have more about the Dallas Day workouts.
You guys have also seen in the past how much we cater to one player, and then all of a sudden – he's available, and we go somewhere else.
And they don't go near him.
That we don't go near him.
Randy Moss.
It's happened. Oh, my God. Can you believe that?
No.
I screamed at the TV to take this Randy Moss kid.
Oh, best wide receiver in the draft.
Oh,
and everybody
God.
Knew
Unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable.
You know, I thought we would take him. I think they were, honestly, I think they were even looking at him until he did so good at the combine.
And he wanted to. He wanted to be a Cowboy so bad, too.
He won't be there by the time we get to him.
Right.
If he would have been, then there would have. Now, I think that was a viable.
No, didn't we pass up on him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Randy Moss.
No, I don't remember who we took instead, but I know it wasn't. No. I know it wasn't the same caliber player.
Was it?
Oh no. Okay, I was thinking of somebody different. But...
No. Was it the guy down in Texas? He was a cornerback. What the hell?
Not Roy Williams.
Roy Williams?
Was it?
Was it Roy Williams?
God, it's been 20 years.
I think it was
literally
we,
20
we passed
years.
Up on Moss to pick up Roy Williams. Check that out, though. I'm not sure about that because
I thought you were talking about it. Ross.
No.
Yeah.
In the draft coming up.
Oh no, that's why I said, you know what?
I was like, what?
What the hell are they talking about again? No. Yeah. Oh, what do you got
Sorry.
There?
No. I'm looking. 2 years later, wow. Yeah, they went and picked up Joey Galloway. Oh, God.
We picked up Joe? No.
Yes, 2 years after that because we passed on Moss. Remember Joey Galloway?
Yeah, but I thought he started for a different team.
Oh. Yeah, Joey Galloway did.
Yeah, he didn't just
No. We went and picked him up 2 years later. I want to say he was in Seattle.
Yeah, I want to say Seattle and possibly Arizona. I don't know, though.
Oh, and then he came in on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Anyway, let's not talk about draft flubs. Forget that.
No, we haven't
had
that.
We've been doing good with our draft picks. Let's trust that they're going to do good this time.
And Cowboy fans out there, we will have one of our shows live streaming. We'll have the draft. We'll be here again, and I think it'll be a cool show. I hope that everyone listens to it and watches it. It'll be a fun time for sure. We'll all be like one group again like we did the
Lord.
Corey, you're going to be in on this
thank God.
This year. Yeah.
I need it. Definitely. Ah, you know who we went and got? You know who we got instead?
Instead of Randy Moss? Who
Greg
was
Ellis.
It? Greg Ellis. Okay. Greg Ellis.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Injured half his life.
The end, yeah. UNC.
What was that Roy Williams that we turned down the Baltimore guy? There was a DB. What's the DB's name that just got in the Hall of Fame?
Ed Reed.
We passed up on Reed to get to Roy Williams of Texas. If I don't I remember that now. Yeah.
Roy Williams was drafted 8th that year. I'm looking where Ed Reed went 24th.
He went 24th, and this one was a outrageously great.
Without a safety being taken in between there.
Wow.
It was a difference between free and strong safety. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Anyway, my friends, thank you so much. And Colleen, thanks for being a part of the show. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Colleen, be honest with you. We haven't had much to talk about. Every time we sit in here now, it's Steve says something and I want to throw something at him. So. Anyway, I guess in a couple months, we'll get this thing up and running. I mean, right now.
We got less than a month till draft day.
I know, but in a couple, a month and a half, 2 months?
Oh,
we'll
no.
Have
this
Hall
is,
of Fame game?
We're in the 20 days away.
The Hall of Fame game is.
Oh, the Hall of Fame game's 4 months away, four and a half months
away. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. But the draft is, when's the draft?
April 26th, 7th, 8th? What is it, Colleen?
26, 27?
Yeah, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so 26, 27th.
Do you guys ever watch that show on the NFL called Undrafted?
Fantastic.
Isn't
show.
It? I love that, man. Best. And I feel so bad for these guys that are really trying their best to get on a team.
Killing themselves to get a shot at the NFL.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
April.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of pro day guys.
All right.
Do you have it knocked down to the last weekend in April?
Oh, it's the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th.
Damn, I was off
by a
day.
That's this month. And,
it was Thursday. Yeah, it's Thursday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th.
And
I'm going to try to go to the draft day thing at the Star.
Wow.
Ooh.
That'll be beautiful. That'll be outstanding.
I think that would be fun.
Take your phone and get us some interviews, Colleen.
Oh, that would be great. Colleen, you're good that too. You got some connection.
Fun.
Yeah.
They'd love a pretty lady like you. They'll talk to you.
They don't talk to
us old guys.
Yeah. Steve, the only one he talks to is the guy that hits the button for the net for State Farm net to go up.
Steve blew it when he disappeared.
Right.
And instead of going to the dinner.
No, that definitely. it's not his first time. Yeah, for sure. All right, Colleen. Well, I tell you what, we'll let you go. We'll say goodbye with our sponsors and everything, and then we'll wrap it up as well. Hey, folks, catch lineupmedia.fm. We've got some great shows. Corey, what's your show?
Oh, we do a wrestling show.
How beautiful is that, man? And I know a lot of Cowboy fans would love to hear about wrestling, too.
I know, and don't think we don't talk about the Von Erichs, because I know if anybody's got any
I was a Freebird
Dallas
fan.
And, oh, well, for God's sake.
I was a Freebird. The Freebirds were my guys, man. Michael Hayes, Buddy Roberts, and Terry Gordy.
Boom. Terry Bam Bam Gordy. God, I love it.
When they come in with a little...
A Freebirds fan on a Cowboys podcast?
That's right, baby.
My Lord.
Yeah. Well, who's named Von Erich in Dallas? That was a made-up name.
I know. But we're the Three Horsemen show. We just have fun with it. We talk news, some of the new stuff, but we concentrate on old school because we're a bunch of old men that love old-time wrestling.
Yeah, that's on lineupmedia.fm. That's Three Horsemen.
The Three Horsemen show.
The Three Horsemen. Check that out, my friend. You can't go wrong with that. And also, if you're looking to buy anything on Amazon, go to Dallas CowboysPodcast.com and look on the right-hand side. You'll see Amazon. Click on Amazon, shop away, and we get a little love back, and we appreciate that as well. So anything going on? I guess April 27th. We'll wait for the draft there, and we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully something new pops up in the news, and we'll be right on top of it. We'll talk about that for 1 hour and bore you guys. All right, Colleen, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cowboy Nation, we'll see you guys too. Corey, thank you for filling in. I love you on this show, man. I think I'm going to have you on here if you don't mind.
Ooh, I don't mind.
Well, perfect. Brian, I think that's a wrap. Cowboy Nation, we'll see you guys next week.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci. Excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.